Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Last week we had a praise and worship service. We had a good time, and today we continue with our study on the book of Revelation. Today as part 10, which is also chapter 10 in Revelation. I'm going to read from the book of Revelation chapter 10 verse 6. And he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, there will be no more delay. No more delay. The angel said there is no more delay, and we have to understand the message that there is no more delay. If you have followed our study, remember that in the last study, we spoke about the fifth and sixth trumpet judgments. The seventh trumpet judgment is coming later in chapter 11, verse 15 on. There is an interlude again between the chapters 9 and 11. In Revelation 6, we had six seals. And before John was shown what the seventh seal is, he was shown events of the 144,000 who were sealed, and the martyrs of the Great Tribulation. So this tells us that the event of the 144 sealed and the martyrs was happening during the seven seals. In the same way, when John was shown this little scroll and heard the voice of the seven thunders before he was shown the seventh trumpet. This means that the events of the little scroll and the seven thunders are happening within the seven trumpets. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please go back to our study. You can find it on Facebook, study 1 to 9. In Revelation chapter 10, verse 1, it says, then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were fiery, like fiery pillars. John saw another mighty angel, another mighty angel. We have seen a number of mighty angels in the book of Revelation. This one is another one. God has trillions of angels, all different in appearance, different in their way, and different in their duty and in their authority. There are seven archangels, all have a different job to do. Yet they are archangels, but they are different. There are cherubim, there are seraphim, there are four living creatures, there are tall angels and small angels. There are different kinds. But here in this Revelation 10, we have a mighty angel who is awesome in appearance. The angel is full of light, full of light. Some of the aspects of his appearance remind us of Jesus in Revelation chapter 1. But Jesus has never been an angel. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. And all the angels are below him, even the highest angels. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Praise God. Then we read in, Jesus is God and the angels are created. That is the difference. And we go to Revelation chapter 10, verse 2. He was holding a little scroll which lay open in his hand. He planted the right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. This angel held a roll in his hand, and the roll was open. The book was open. Remember in chapter 5, we saw that the one sitting on the throne had a scroll with seven seals, and nobody was worthy to open it except the Lamb, Jesus. But this little scroll, it was open for John to read. Praise the Lord. Even though it was small, it had a high impact. It was a breaking point in judgments. For from now on, there is no more delay. No more delay. The warnings and prophecies of the end of end was going to start now. As an angel had one foot on the land and one foot on the sea, means that the whole world is included. He's not only coming to a certain country, to certain people, he's coming to the multitude of people of all nations of the world. And we read in verse 3 and 4 of Revelation, and he gave a loud shout like a roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven say, seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down. The angel shouted, and the seven thunders responded. What are these seven thunders? To understand the seven thunders, we have to understand the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits which are before the throne of Yahweh continuously. Throughout the gospel age, these seven spirits are the eyes of the Lord, through which God brings about a redeemed, perfected people for himself. The seven spirits had the form of angelic beings. They have seven specific works to do. We see that. First, we see the seven stars in chapter 1 of Revelation. We have the seven candlesticks, the seven seals, the seven horns and seven eyes of the Lamb, the seven thunders, the seven trumpets, and the seven bowls of anger, which we will come another study. So they had different jobs to do, but they're all the same seven spirits of God. There are seven different works assigned to the seven spirits. When the mighty angel spoke, his words like the roar of a lion, like the roar of a lion. And he answered by seven thunders. As the angel spoke, John hears the response from the seven thunders and is forbidden to write what they say. Why are the words of this mighty not recorded? When the mighty angel speaks, his words are like the roar of a lion. I don't know if you ever heard a lion. I saw him on TV, how they are roaring, how they are loud, how it is making fear. The thunder of the Lord is coming many times in the Old Testament. Before Moses received the law at Mount Sinai, he had to gather all the people around the foot of the mountain, and they witnessed the thunders and lightnings, as well as a loud trumpet when God appeared. Rabbinic literature interpreted these thunders as the voice of God. The voice was so loud that the people of the world will hear the voice. Everyone in this world will hear. In Psalm 29, it has a sevenfold description of the voice of God as thunder. In Psalm 29, verse 3 to 9, it says, "The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes and lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert, and the Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in his temple all call glory." Then in Amos chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "The Lord roars from Zion and thunders from Jerusalem." The same thing is said in Joel chapter 3, verse 16. "The Lord will roar from Zion and thunders from Jerusalem." The voice of the Lord as thunder is common in other apocalyptic literature. The one who thunders on high. Praise God. Yeah, the one who thunders on high in 4 Ezra, chapter 60, verse 10. These are non-biblical books, but good to read. It says, "The Lord is like a hungry lion who thunders and terrifies everyone." Thunder and is a common metaphor for to articulate the speech of supernatural beings in Jewish apocalyptic and Greek magical script. So another book says it will be possible to hear a heavenly crash of thunder, the voice of God throughout the broad heavens above. In the first book of Enoch, chapter 69, it says, "The voice of the thunder and the light of the lightning are kept in heaven." In 2 Enoch 39, it says, "Enoch claims that he has heard the Lord speaking like loud thunder." In the mystical vision of 3 Enoch, the writer saw thunders and voices roaring in the midst of flames of fire. As an example, Enoch is shown the secrets of these thunders. In 1 Enoch 59, it says, "In those days my eyes saw the mysteries of lightnings and of lights and their judgments. They flash lights for a blessing or for a curse, according to the will of the Lord of the Spirits. There I also saw the secrets of the thunder, and the secrets how when it resounds in the heights of heaven, its voice is heard in the earthly dwellings. He showed me whether the sound of the thunder is for peace and blessing or for a curse, according to the word of the Lord of the Spirits. After that, all the mysteries of high lights and lightnings were shown to me, that they glow with light for blessing and for contentment." This is what is written in that book. Now John prepared to write the content of what these thunders were saying. We heard that the thunder is the voice of God. He wanted to write down what he heard the thunder saying, and he was forbidden. He is told to seal up the vision and not to write them. We have the same thing happening in Daniel. You know, Daniel, who saw many things of the end time, the same thing that John saw in Revelation. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 9, it says, Daniel could not understand the angel's explanation of his vision, and he's told the words are to remain secret and sealed until the end of time. So Daniel was told to what he has seen to seal it up. But on the other hand, Enoch was permitted to write down the rumble, the thunder, and the lightning. So what did these seven thunders say? You want to know? Someone suggested that John was given another series of plague judgments, like the seals, trumpets, and bowls, and that he was told not to write it down. It could well be, we don't know. And if so, it indicates that there will be more judgments than what you read when you just go through Revelation. Leviticus chapter 26 has has a sevenfold plagues, talks about the sevenfold plagues as part of the curses and blessings in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18, 21, 23, and 27. This would mean that there would be another four sets of judgments. Here John was told not to write the things that he saw. Not to write. Daniel foresaw many things for the end time in the same way that John saw in the Revelation. So it says in Daniel chapter 8, verse 26, the vision of the evenings and mornings that has been given to you is true, but seal up the vision, for it concerns a distant future. It is true. The voice said, it is true, but seal it up. Nobody is to know until the end of the time. Then in Daniel 12, verse 8 and 9, it says, I heard, but I did not understand. So I ask, my Lord, what will the outcome of all this be? He replied, go your way, Daniel, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. So we don't know the things that Daniel saw. We don't know the things that John heard. God has a plan of mercy. Amen. If we would know everything that is going to happen, we might despair. So many things have been closed up. Then in Revelation chapter 10, verses 5 to 7. Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven. And he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, there will be no more delay. But the days when the seventh angel is about to sound the trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets. The subject of this whole chapter 10 is there's no more delay. No more delay. So far, judgments were held back and Satan had his course. But now, the time is up. No more delay. The rest of judgment is about to start. Spiritual and physical war is ending. judgment on the physical, on humankind is starting. A judgment on Satan and his cohorts is starting. Revelation 10:8-11. Then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me once more. Go take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey. I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, about my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. Amen. No more delay. A serious words. When God says no more delay, it means things are going to happen. The word must be preached. No more delay. We have to preach the gospel. The little scroll is the Bible. So the angel had the Bible in his hand. John was able to read it. It tastes sweet when you read all the wonderful promises that are in the Bible. It tastes sweet. The word of God is sweet. But when you digest it, it turns sour because of all the judgments that are promised in the Bible. All who are rejecting the word of God and you refuse to obey it will taste the sour taste of it. The sour taste of judgment. Still, there is time. What John saw is going to happen in a very few years. Very few years. Very few years. We see the world is organizing itself for the end time. What is happening in the world is end time prophecy. So John was told to prophesy again about peoples, nations, languages, and kings. So we are to do that. John is no more. He has died a long time ago. But we have to do it. So we are to prophesy and preach the gospel to many peoples, nations, languages, and presidents. No corona can stop us. No pandemic can stop us. We preach the gospel and reach the people of all nations and take them into the kingdom of God before it is too late. Wherever you are, in freedom or in prison, whether you're rich or poor, what color doesn't matter, what culture you may have, preach the gospel. Preach the gospel to everyone. Many of you have access to people that only you can access. Only you can reach them. I cannot be everywhere. I cannot be in prison. I don't want to be there. I cannot be in hospital. I cannot be in Asia and Africa at the same time. You are in those places. You are in those places. Tell the people to repent and tell them to return to God. We don't have much time. There is no more delay. Use your time. Forget about your own worldly pleasures. Whatever is in the world will pass away. You cannot take it with you. It will be burned up. Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 26, what good will it be for a man if he gains the entire world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man exchange for his soul? Take this word serious. God is an angry God. He will punish all those who refuse and reject him. Use the grace that is still available, and soon it will be over. Preach the gospel wherever you go. Tell the people of what is going to come. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.